This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, it was just last week that Bloomberg himself came out in Bloomberg, this media company, and said it's crazy how white people all go on TV, Beto O'Rourke, Joe Biden, and say white people are bad. Well, now Biden and others are saying that abusive women and rape is from Western culture. Any historian worth their salt will tell you that the West treats women the best. So that's coming up later in the hour, but it's up on Infowars.com. And this is somebody trying to teach you that you suck. And if you did suck, it'd be good to know that because you can make it better. But you come from the country, on average, from a group of countries, on average, that treat women the best. And so, like, if you've got the best record, why would you then be told you're the problem? Because, see, Biden's competing against that American system. He can't deal with it. He can't deal with it at all. Now, I'm going to go to your phone calls right now. Really appreciate you calling in. We're talking about the waterfront here. But please introduce the topic that you want to get into. We've got a lot of people here that are holding. Let's talk to John in Wyoming. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex.
Welcome.
On this Jesse Smollett case, first of all, that Kim Fox, that Cook County prosecutor, I would relabel her as a prostitute because she is out there prostituting the law for the Obamas, because Smollett was not only trying to enhance his career with this phony assault, he was trying to start a race war, period. When he claimed that his two attackers were white, which they were not, and then he claimed that they were hollering, "This is mega country," to again try to focus the blame or shift the blame on President Trump for a non-existent crime. So these people have no decency, no honor, no integrity, and they're going up there trying to... Now, what would have happened if somebody would have believed his story and they would have started race riots in all the major cities like Chicago, New York?
Well, you're totally on target. In fact, guys, will you print for me the article that came out in 2018 in January that no one ever countered, they never challenged it because it's accurate documents, where the Democrats were planning to launch a race war off of all the Black Lives Matter movement with Soros and his son involved funding it. It's their own organization, and by the grace of God, it didn't ignite. But this is just another attempt at that.
Well, see, I don't have any knowledge of that particular article, but I have the instincts that you do, that I've seen these people, I know how they work, I know how they operate. And what they're trying to do was to divide Americans, black and white, young and old, et cetera, and trying to divide us so we will hate each other and we will start working to destroy each other's lives, because these people...
I tell you what, stay there. We got to go to break. I'm going to come back. They're printing me the article. I'm going to mention the article, get into Smollett, and have you comment on it, because you're absolutely right. Smollett was an Obama attempt to start a race war. It failed. Now they've got to protect him, because if it comes out, it goes all the way up to Obama, just like the fake Russiagate goes right back to Obama. You are absolutely correct. We'll be back to finish up with John, then Reagan, Kelvin, Lee, Jeff, Nathan, Alden, Aaron, Jefferson, Johnny, Chris, and others. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Think about it. Tip of the spear. Enemy hates us. Tomorrow's news today. Please spread those sites. Nothing can stop you when you take action. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
I mean, there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
A conspiracy theorist who is apparently. Alex Jones.
Scum! Russian scum!
InfoWars comes to mind.
Reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Jussie Smollett, under the command of Obama and the corrupt prosecutors and others, launched a false flag attack that the police did a great job with a textbook open and shut case of incredible gumshoe on the ground work, getting the entire spectrum of how it was staged, where they bought the material, where they did it, how they staged it, the magazine where they cut out the different letters to send the first threatening letter to create the story. They went to all those hundreds of stores. They got the surveillance footage. They sat through it. They found it. And the whole thing got deep-sexed because it went back to Barack Hussein Obama. But even Rahm Emanuel has looked at the calculus, at the tea leaves, and even the former Obama minion says, this is horrible. This is out of control. This will not stand. There will be federal charges. And I've got a whole stack here that I'm going to go through that shows this and details it. How the prosecutor herself knowingly said that she'd recused herself when she hadn't recused herself. That's criminal to say you've recused yourself because she got caught with the text messages saying, let him go, and all the rest of it, and then to actually not recuse yourself, and then to drop charges, even after a grand jury had indicted him on 13 counts. John in Wyoming, you just called in earlier. I held you over because I want you to recap what you were saying. This is a story from InfoWars.com from January of last year. Documents to tell plan for civil unrest and martial law in Baltimore, and it's all the admitted George Soros internal documents where they were working with local police and Democrats to stage attacks and attempt to get blacks to riot to trigger nationwide martial law to keep Obama in office. But it didn't work. It didn't work, so they now don't know what to do. So recap your whole point about this. And where you see this going, John?
Alex, what happens here is Remember, all of these evil players like George Soros and the rest of these bums are members of the Council on Foreign Relations, period. Now, Obama was never officially a CFR member, yet I counted well over 54 members of his administration who were CFR, because CFR wised up. The last CFR president was Bill Clinton. And then they decided, well, here's what we do. We don't have them be a member of the CFR as president, but every one of their top high-level staff positions are going to be staffed by CFR cronies. And that's what happened here. In Barry Goldwater's wonderful 1979 book, With No Apologies, page 126, Goldwater warned us the CFR is the American branch of a society which originated in England. Internationalist in viewpoint, the CFR, along with the Atlantic Union movement and the Atlantic Council of the United States, believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established, period. Now, if you look at the CFR's membership, they'll show that Bill Clinton is a CFR member and has been for decades. And as of 2012, Chelsea Clinton became a CFR member. But guess what? Hillary is not a CFR member. They were expecting her to become president, despite the fact that she speaks at the CFR all the time and is very cozy with the CFR. She is not officially a CFR member, and that's part of their subterfuge. They don't have their stooges, their puppets, like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton, in as CFR members, but all of their staff, all of their key-level cabinet posts are filled by CFR puppets.
No, you're totally right, and let's be clear. We're not blaming the British people. It was the British Empire model that the robber barons of Europe, the UK, and the US, this is, books have been written on this. Winston Churchill basically advocated this, not in a bad way. He saw it as a good thing to merge with the US, but it's then been used by the leftist controlling that global imperial system to basically try to like recolonize, reverse colonize the West with the third world, to have total hegemonic domination and to betray the Renaissance, to betray the dream of Americana. And that's why globalism is poisonous and in so much trouble. And it's historical fact. Any PhD level, really thick, serious history book you read is just admitting the Atlantic system and the Anglophiles and, you know, how they popularized the first movies, that, you know, we were all British. This is an admitted historical fact, but the general public doesn't understand it.
Alex, here's another thing, too, is one of the biggest CFR criminals that they ever had was Edward Mandel House. He was the one.
Federal Reserve.
Woodrow Wilson to get us into World War I, which was not really a world war. It was a European war, except for the incident at Gallipoli. But Edward Mandel House was one of the lowest of the globalist lowlifes. Yet when you walk into the federal building in downtown Houston, the one at 515 Rusk Avenue, walk into the front entrance and then go to the right, and you'll see a big bronze plaque on the wall commemorating and celebrating Edward.
Sure, he was the brains behind Wilson, who later admitted that he'd been a traitor and set up to betray his country with the Federal Reserve, World War I, all of it. And, of course, there's House Park here in Austin. He was from Austin. So that's a good historical retrospective. Thank you so much. All right, I got to accelerate through calls now, or I won't get to any of you. But at least I started trying to get to them earlier today when we come back from break. And I do have the proof here that the so-called Cook County prosecutor, Kim Fox, did not recuse herself. This is exclusive news. Remember, she said she recused herself, but then killed the case, even though the grand jury had indicted Smollett. So this is another crime. This looks like running scared, folks. This is just, they've been ordered by Obama, do it, we'll protect you, Adam. This is going to have fireworks because I think they've miscalculated. Obama's not in power. Most of his deep state's been cut off. Hillary's deep state's been cut off. So, yeah, those of us holding the line, it's rough to hold the line. And you, the listeners, are holding the line, spreading the word, supporting us. We're in this together. But it's rough for us to hold the line, but it's really rough for them. They're losing everything. We're going to go to break. Come back with more of your calls. But please don't forget, we're running the biggest sale we've run since the Christmas sale. And I always say this is the biggest sale ever because we keep doing bigger and bigger sales because even though we make less money on each sale, when we really do mega sales, people buy more and it's been more successful to fund our operation. I want to expand. They've successfully held us back the last year. It's the first time in 20-something years we haven't expanded. I want to expand. Please financially support us and get great products you need. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order. So if you spend $20, you get, I guess that'd be, what's 10% of that? You get $2 on the next order. So it's a pretty big deal. And you've got sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off as well on the next order. A lot of big specials. The fish oil selling out, ultimate krill oil selling out, the honor roll fish oil for children selling out. So we have to pull that in the next few days. Caveman's getting low, now called Ultimate Bone Broth. Even stronger, even better. It's amazing. But get your Survival Shield X2. Get your Silver Bullet. Get your Super Silver Wound Gel. Get your Body's Ultimate Turmeric. Get all the great products. Oh, we're selling out of Ultimate Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch Drink with all the amino acids. That's amazing. That's selling out. It's still massively discounted.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE. com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Democrats openly invoke racism as America's ethos and to say we're a bad country when we're one of the first nations to stand up for women's rights, minority rights, you name it. And to say, oh, look, we have the Statue of Liberty. Open yourself up to anybody who wants to come here. They would keep you on Ellis Island for 6 months to make sure you didn't have diseases. Now they just let people in, don't even cure them, and let them spread disease. It's so abusive. But it's all in our face. Let's go back to your phone calls right now. Let's talk to Alden in Arizona. Caller says he's a defense attorney. Wants to talk about Jesse Smollett. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. The state is always overzealous when it comes to prosecution. However, if Kim Fox handled all my cases, my clients would think I was the second coming of Christ. It is extremely rare, Alex, that prosecutors would drop a high-profile 16 felony count case regardless of merit. It's almost impossible. We get DUI cases, misdemeanor cases, where the prosecutor might drop one charge. 16 counts dropped, it's extremely rare. I mean, there might be a better chance of hitting the lotto. That's how corrupt it is in Chicago. And you mentioned something you were talking about, well, she didn't recuse herself, what's going to happen to her? Well, the thing is, who controls the consequences? They go by the ADA standards. The ADA is left as it gets. So what are they going to do? Give her a suspension, license suspension, or some sanctions? There's absolutely no recourse for her action. I mean, you could do your best and try, but what's going to happen? Again, it all goes by who's doing the investigation, who's going to punish her. The people who are going to punish her are going to let her off. So there really isn't that much you could do because, of, like I said, they go by ABA standards, which is left as it gets, and all they could do is pass sanctions for her not recusing herself. So she's going to get away scot-free just as Smollett did.
That's a good point. This just broke on Infowars.com. The Chicago police strike back, release sealed Jesse Smollett case files. Jamie White writes about it. Local media obtained files through FOIA request after court sealed case from the public. So the police are fighting back. I mean, this makes justice a complete joke. When the police have the surveillance footage at both businesses and the magazine where they cut out the letters for the fake letter, and they have it all. I mean, it's so open and shut. How would the power structure think they could protect Smollett? They don't think they can protect him. They have to, because it goes even higher. You say you're a defense attorney that deals with these cases. What do you think's really behind this?
Well, here's the thing, Alex. You mentioned that you just said something. If the prosecution would have took the case to court, what would have happened? What would have happened is they would have won, and they know that. And if they would have won, Smollett would have been punished. But the only way to get this done quickly and get this out of it is not make sure not to go to court. Now, again, how this happened? You cannot have go through 16 indictments through a grand jury, and then cases get dropped. That rarely ever happens. Look at the examples like Michael Brown, other cases that went through the grand jury, and the cases, no charges were brought. It cannot happen. And the whole reason why it happened is because anytime cases get dropped where a defense attorney could say, you know what, there's no way to do it, is from the higher-ups. Who are the higher-ups? Kim Fox. Who controls the district court? Who controls
the No, I agree, but office? Don't they get in the court of public opinion? They're never going to get away with this. Thanks for the call. Alden, great points. It just shows how the left does whatever they want, whenever they want. It's that simple. Let's talk to Reagan in New York, who's a 14-year-old info warrior, wants to talk about Jesse Smollett, and we'll go to Nathan. Go ahead, Reagan. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. I'm a great fan of the show. I've watched your documentaries. I've listened to clips from the show. Sometimes I listen to the full show.
Thank you.
I love the show. It's been fantastic. I got my hat on. I just want to say to the American people as a whole how much of a defamation of the American justice system and Trump supporters, conservatives, right-wingers around the country that this Jesse Smollett thing is.
Well, what are people your age saying about it?
I haven't heard that much chatter about it. Probably too controversial of a subject to talk about. But I'm a young Trump supporter. I've worn my MAGA hat around a few times, and sometimes I've been harassed about it and stuff. And what Jesse Smollett did was he increased the tension in this country, and that's a very evil thing to do, in my opinion.
Well, that was his plan. And, man, is he arrogant? What I can't believe is how he and his supporters and the people on the cast, a bunch of them, and the writers, and I covered it the first hour, they taunted people and made fun of people and said, oh, you made it up. He didn't do anything. They're now saying he still got attacked. So what they're saying is, well, he's a hero for staging this. He's going to get away with it. That's really what they're saying.
Yeah, no, it sets a dangerous example for celebrities or just people in general, that if they align with the right party, they can get away with whatever they want and they can wrong whoever they want. And it's a very dangerous message. And
you just said it a lot better than I could. It's a very dangerous message, and it says if you align with the right party, you are above the law, which, again, I've learned one thing about this universe. Leftists think one-dimensionally. Yeah, you got the power in Chicago at one level. You got away with it. The mayor's smarter than that. The police, you're not going to get away with something this obvious, and it brings incredible attention to the city and to everybody else that's corrupt, so they're going to burn Smollett. Let me predict right now. Smollett, and I don't want any harm against Smollett, but I'm telling you, he's going to get charged by the feds, or he's going to end up getting killed on the street. They're going to get rid of him because he's arrogant, he's cocky, he has no common sense, and he's a liability to everybody, not just good people, bad people. Jesse Smollett is an idiot. And the prosecutor that tried to cover up for him, she's an even bigger moron, as if she thinks, I haven't even gotten to this yet, State Attorney Kim Fox, not recusing herself, saying she did, that's a crime right there. It's fraud. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Reagan. Let's jam in one more before we go to break here. Let's go to Nathan in Alabama. Nathan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there, Mr. Jones. Good afternoon, sir.
Good to talk to you, sir.
And yeah, absolutely. And it's great to be back with you. I've only spoken to you once before, but I was one of your info warriors who was actually banned from YouTube. It was actually you were talking about the content within the manifesto. And haven't been able to get back on YouTube quite as yet. You told me to get a burner phone. Am I still going to do that, Jones? But actually, for some context, you know, look me up on Facebook, Nathan Waller. And it's I'm in
Say
Burnham,
that again, Alabama. Nathan what?
Waller, W-A-L-L-E.
Waller, got it. Well, I'm going to hold you over. We got a guest coming up, but we'll get to all the calls. But, yeah, we never said that Christchurch didn't happen. But the media can cover the manifesto, but we can't. And so, yeah, anyone showing a manifesto gets banned. Well, since when are books banned? I mean, this is incredibly dangerous. And I had former congressman, constitutional lawyer Bob Barr on your show. He was saying, this is so un-American. It's so dangerous. But, yeah, any video we show of the manifesto saying, I'm a leftist, I hate Christians, they ban. Because they want to blame conservatives. It's that simple. Is this America? Are we still free or not? We'll come back to you, Nathan, Darren, Aaron, Jefferson, Johnny, Chris, Victor, Kellen, Lee, everybody, stay with us. The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists, understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, there's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
The reviews for Xtendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Xtendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Xtendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Xtendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were meek as a lamb. Just the kind to fit my dreams and plans. Now the pace we're living takes the wind from my sails. And it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
We have reached a global crisis point where corporate media lied to us about babies being thrown into incubators to get us into the Iraq war in 1990, and the babies didn't get killed. There were no incubators. It was a lie. Then we got lied to about WMDs in 2003, and millions more died all over the world. And then we got lied to about so many other things down the line, but just recently. Jussie Smollett, the police have opened and shut case, all the video, from every angle at the stores. They bought the ski mask, the bleach, the rope. They have the magazines. They clipped out the letters to send the racist note to him. You've got a whole bunch of the women that said that Kavanaugh raped them, saying, oh, it didn't really happen. We just said that because he's a Republican. It's this decision by the left to lie about people and to just do it however you want, whenever you want. And then you've got them saying Trump would never win the election and all the fake polls and algorithms of 95 to 98% New York Times that Trump's going to lose. And then for 2.5 years, we hear that any of us that voted for Trump, we were duped by the Russians or we're Russian agents, and we learned that's all fake. And so we've reached this point, like with the Covington kids. It's a few months ago. Seems like 100 years ago now. They're waiting for their bus. There's black Israelite group that's basically like black Nazis screaming at the Native American that he's subhuman, the whites are subhuman, they're going to harvest their organs, that you're devils. The kids move away to try to get on the bus. They come over. The Native American comes over. He's a Democratic operative, beats a drum, gets in their face. They say he's assaulted and attacked by him. Turns out it's all a fraud. And the entire corporate media went with it, saying that he was a devil. Saying that young man that just stood there nicely while the person beat a drum in his face and people, if you listen to the audio, said, F you, white person, you're going to die. We'll get your organs. F you, white. He just sits there stoically, and he's bad for existing. And the whole fraud got pushed by the media from NPR to CNN. Hell, they still push it. And they edit videos of me all the time. I'll go into a restaurant. People come over and say, F you and your family. I'm trying to leave. They're waiting at the door. They shoot video. They edit me saying, F you back. Go, Joe's just attacked us at our table. Like I walk over to a table and go, F you. Screw you. You want some? They're like, we're going to kill you. We're eat crap. We're going to get you, buddy. And I'm finally like, you know, it's the fourth time you did it tonight. Okay, let's go. We're just at our table. Imagine, let me just randomly walk over to that table. Screw you, F you. It's all over the top of Reddit, all over leftist media, saying I just attacked some table. But it doesn't matter because the truth's coming out and people know it's okay to ask questions and that's all we're doing. Doesn't mean we're always right. But so much stuff gets staged, like the Air Force Academy and the N-word and, you know, the Jewish centers getting tombstones dumped over and Trump said it's probably staged. Turned out it was. That you got to look at motive here and you got to ask questions. And you got to understand, when you go out to a public event, conservatives don't attack liberals. The leftists attack conservatives. And that's what we're facing, is a bunch of bullying scum staging events. And they can't believe you won't believe them anymore, so they just stage bigger events. But it isn't working. So what are they going to do next? That's really the big question. Now, shifting gears, very intelligent, very lovely lady, Faith Golding. And I have the article right over here. We'll put it up on screen. Watch Faith Golding violently attack for holding anti-racism sign at anti-racist protest. BigLeaguePolitics.com. And so she was going to win the mayoral race. She was in the top three out of 35 candidates. They just banned her from the race, basically. But she continues to fight on. Faith Goldie, FaithGoldie.com, Twitter, Faith Goldie. Faith, thank you for joining us. We're going to roll this footage in a moment, but I'm glad that they didn't beat you up too bad. But we're going to play this shocking footage. My Lord, this is getting crazy.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, thanks so much for having me on. Yeah, basically the purpose of our video was to attend a left-wing rally that claimed to be united against racism in the wake of the terror attack in New Zealand against, you know, innocent faithful. And so we thought we'd go out there and say, well, you're against racism, so are we. And we want to just make sure, because a lot of the noise after the New Zealand terror attack seemed to put Trump and basically every other normal white guy into this giant group of Nazis, neo-Nazis, and white supremacists. And we wanted to stand there in solidarity with people, but also say that we acknowledge that not all white men, Not all white men want to shoot up mosques. Not all white men are neo-Nazis and white supremacists. And that it's okay to be white. That people should never feel that in order to love themselves, they have to resort to violence. We want to create, basically, the same thing the left has been telling us for years, Alex. A safe space for us to identify as we wish, to love ourselves as God created us. And what happened within about 30 seconds of flashing our innocuous, not hateful signs? In fact, when you think about it, after a Muslim terrorist attack, an Islamist terror attack, we see the hashtag not all Muslims all the time. So all we did was basically give them a taste of their own medicine within 30 seconds. Myself, my cameraman, and some of the guys that I was traveling with, one of which had a MAGA hat on, were completely rushed. We had these weird Antifa freaks, guys who work, you can see some of the footage right there, higher up. That is a union representative who was coming after my friend in the MAGA hat. Okay, so this is how high the far left have now climbed, and he knows that the camera is rolling on him. They're trying to shut us down, but he keeps on swinging punches, and eventually you'll see the cops kind of get involved, but my buddy gets arrested too. My buddy, out of the people who were arrested, was the only one who was actually dragged, and I don't want to make this comparison, but I couldn't help but feel Christ's presence. He was dragged like Christ before the screaming, chattering class is over there saying, yes, a victory, but for me, it wasn't a victory for them, but a victory for us, to show that it took, frankly, a big old brass pair for this guy to get up there and do what he felt was right at that time, which was to wear his MAGA hat and hold up a sign as a young white man that not all white men. He is a good man. He is not
exactly
hateful, no matter
what CNN
says.
Imagine that you get physically attacked anywhere you go near leftists wearing a hat. These people are dangerous authoritarians, and we've got to do it. In fact, I'm going to do it soon. I'm not a daredevil, but I intend to go to leftist cities and wear the hat and then do it, because it's got to be done. You know, I just had this thing last weekend where I'm sitting with my wife. We went to dinner with Joe Rogan, not name dropping. We went. We had great steak. She didn't like her lobster tacos. She goes, I want some oysters. So we pull in to Lucy's Fried Chicken to get some oysters. We go there all the time. Shouldn't say that. They'll be there waiting for us. But these leftists come in and say they're going to attack us, they're going to get us. And we go outside, they're waiting for us at the door screaming, we're going to kill you, basically. The video's raw. They edit it. The media puts out that I attack them. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Alex, when I first saw that clip of you at the restaurant, I literally showed my husband. I said, see, babe, this is why I don't go out downtown. The last time I went out for a drink downtown was a couple weeks ago, and a stout, darker man ran up to me and told me that I was an Islamophobe, and the only reason why I was, quote, upset was because our, meaning, I guess, I don't know, Canadian wombs were barren, and that we, meaning him, his people, whatever, were going to, quote, repopulate our country. And I'm thinking, I just want to have a glass of wine in peace. But this is the thing with the left. They do not give us a safe space. They have colonized our spaces, whether it be in our private life.
Oh, one of the top imams came out and said, we're weak. They're going to take us over just this week.
Yep. And this is, people got to wake up. It's out there. Put yourself out there. And Alex, I can't wait to see you do some MAGA.
Well, I'm going to do it. Because, I mean, I have these guys like, I'm going to kill you. So I go, okay, let's go. And he goes, I'm a victim. Security, help me. It's like, dude, this isn't simulation. You just said you're going to get me, eat, you know what. Let's go. And I'm like, let's go. And it's like, it's all simulation for them.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Evil transmission. Well, it just broke. The last few days, measles martial law has been declared in one county in New York, and others telling us everywhere, you take the 70, 80 shots, 200 plus they've got pending, you just take whatever we say, and the vaccine companies have liability protection for get to the insert, say they can kill you or brain damage you or give you cancer or give you narcolepsy or give you epilepsy. It doesn't matter that they've got cancer viruses in them. S340, don't look it up. It doesn't matter the illegal aliens pouring in or the ones bringing it. You will take the shot from the same government that injected black people and others with live syphilis and Tuskegee. You will take it. Here is the report breaking as we speak.
Fox top stories today. And New York County has declared a state of emergency. Starting today, children not vaccinated against the measles virus are banned from public places. So far, there are 153 confirmed cases of measles in Rockland County. The Rockland County Executive Ed Day joins me now. Why did you take the step?
I took this step because we've been battling this for 6 months. 6 months ago, we had 7 infected individuals come from overseas to a local community in Rockland County. The health department did a wonderful job with the mission of minimizing exposures and maximizing immunizations. And we've given over 17,000 MMR vaccines out. But now what's happening is that the minor resistance we had before is gaining ground, a foothold. We are trying to find out where infected people go. They have one Palisades symptom.
See, Ed Day's not an evil guy, but he's going along with martial law. We bring the people in from the overseas who starve to death and have no immune system, and then it spreads, and then we wonder why it happens. Well, then you all take the shots now, ZZZ. And the same thing for California. Listen, I love my 4 children way more than my own life. I'd kill for my children. It's very fair to say. Who wouldn't? They never had a shot. I know the science of vaccines is real. I know it has dangers. It has positives. If they weren't liability protected, it was open like other drugs, if I could see the real studies on who had the highest ratings, my kids would probably have 6 or 7 vaccines. They'd have hepatitis. They'd have things like tetanus. They'd have that. The damn things are too dangerous because they've been given liability protection. Then they misrepresent what we're saying. They bring in third world populations. That would show the Statue of Liberty. Bring me your hungry, bring me your poor. The average quarantine was 6 frickin' months to make sure you weren't sick. How does it help people bringing them in with TB, drug resistant, with hepatitis, the hell, even just worse? With black plagues back, leprosy's back, all this because you won't even give them treatment? And then you let them come and get put in schools and spread it? And then you say that those of us that don't like your dirty vaccines, when it came out in Germany and France and in China, they have clean, secret vaccines for the elite. I want the clean vaccines. Damn it. They're saying I'm anti-vaccine. No, I want the tested, clean ones that don't have liability protection. The products I put out, I've got liability. Why don't you have liability? Finish the newscast. We're going back to Faith Goldie, who's awesome. Here it is. And then we'll continue.
Infected
with
people there, knowing that the measles contagion can exist for 2 hours on services, it's critically important that we find out where these folks have been. We're having doors slammed in our faces, our inspectors. People are not speaking to our inspectors. What we've done here is bump it up a notch. This is an attention grabber. This is by design.
All right. How do you enforce something like this? I mean, are you looking at like shot papers, or I mean, how do you?
He's like, you don't go in public. You don't have.
We know a lot through the schools, but at the end of the day, emergency declarations, by definition,
you let the illegal aliens, you didn't, you're a state official. The feds let them in untested out of Canada. It spread, and now we're all guilty. And a lot of times they say it's something like measles, it's actually something else. Faith Goldie, what do you make of this?
Well, I will say this as a bit of a caveat. My dad's an MD. All of the females in my family are at, you know, around my age. They're all having kids. So the vaccination question is very much top of mind within my family. And I will agree with you that not all vaccines are created equal. There are good ones and there are really, really dodgy ones. I've heard crazy stories in from Toronto circles where, couples that were both doctors have injected each other and then one woke up paralyzed the next day.
So, yeah, Gardasil sterilizes women. That's in the studies. Exactly. We're not against science. My dad's a doctor. It's that you can't have a product that has liability protection.
Right. But, you know, as you accurately pointed out, the state official over there said this all happened when we started bringing in diseased people to our country. So here's a great idea. Rather than banning children from school, American children from schools, why don't you just ban sick illegal migrants from your state? How about that? How about we don't take it out on hardworking patriots who pay their taxes and should be able to live
there? They bring in diseased people and then blame all of us. By the way, I looked at San Diego. I looked at Seattle. I looked at New York City. When you get down to the health department reports, it's like, we brought in these Honduran people and didn't test them, and now we've got leprosy. Well, yeah, you dumb son of a bitch.
I know Minneapolis is super bad with this. Certain, refugee-rich areas.
Yeah, they
Canada
just bring in
well.
Africans. Well, we're not going to test you because we're politically correct, but once you spread the TB, it's okay.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So that's what I think. I think that it's like we're putting a Band-Aid on the wrong part of the problem. We should get rid of the problem, which is not parents who are not vaccinating their children so much as it is the diseased people we're welcoming with open arms into our country with certainly, I'd say, substandard measures for ensuring that we're bringing in the people that are not going to taint our healthy ecosystem, we'll say.
And isn't it crazy, though, because I'll give credit to the local health department. They all admit it's illegal aliens doing it, but they never say it on the news. That guy actually said it.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. And on top of that, I know in Canada we've got a huge problem when it comes to just reporting these sorts of things, where they'll say, oh, look, it's people in lower socioeconomic classes. It's like, no, this is not a problem of they're not getting enough welfare. This is a problem of where these people first came from, and it's largely the third world where these ancient diseases are still very much alive and well. So it's a damn shame that these young kids now have to be quarantined from school, miss out from important days, weeks, months, who knows how long this you know, martial law, as you put it, is going to be in effect. And again, there's a simple solution. Don't let sick people into your country.
And let's go further. Nothing against Latin America. We've way overprescribed antibiotics here as well, but you can buy antibiotics in gas stations in Mexico or in Honduras. They have been taking all sorts of over-the-counter stuff, and they admit they've got incredible superbugs. So why not at least treat the people bringing in? No, they just catch and release, and then they go, and every once in a while a kid dies, and they go, oh, Border Patrol made this kid die who died in custody one day later. No, they've got a disease.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I mean, this is what open borders brings you. Import the third world, become the third world, and it's only a matter of time before more diseases which, like you said, are going to become more and more antibiotic resistant, more sophisticated superbugs, etc., are going to come to our countries. And at a certain point, the people who are at the top, the ruling class of our countries, need to understand this isn't about damn diversity, okay? This isn't about just, you know, making the billions, the, I think, 3.5 billion people in the world who are currently living underneath the poverty line, making them feel nice and cozy in a very limited continent, in this case, North America. This is about a fundamental change of life, of way of life. You know, European stock in North America are now projected to become a minority within less than a generation. Okay, we're importing a new class of people. What
and
are
the
they
left is
with
obsessed
them?
Saying whites are inherently evil. In fact, let's play the Joe Biden clip, because we're not being racist. The left is trying to inculcate the quote minority majority worldwide, you know, 6 billion quote non-whites, 7 billion non-whites, whatever, it's crazy, teaching them that whites are inherently evil. Here is Joe Biden.
I realize I get a little too passionate about this sometimes, but we all have an obligation to do nothing less than change the culture in this country.
That's right.
The laws, we change the laws, change the culture.
Oh, that evil Christian culture.
The culture. You all know what the phrase rule of thumb means? Where it's derived from? In English, common law. Not codification, common law. Back in the late 1300s, so many women were dying at the hands of their husbands because they were chattel, just like the cattle or the sheep.
Oh, the Europe pre-Clinton Act.
The court of common law decided they had to do something about the extent of the death. So you know what they said? No man has a right to chastise his woman with a rod thicker than the circumference of his thumb. This is English jurisprudential culture. A white man's culture.
All right, so we'll talk about it when we come back. But that's Europe saying don't do this to women. The Muslims are still doing it, burning them, stoning them. But he tells you we're bad because 700 years ago we stopped. We're bad because we stopped. They're good because they still do it. Faith Goldie, is your husband beating you with a rod?
No rule of thumb.
Oh, my God.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.